The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora, I'm Martin here, Thor with Jet on 96.4 Radio Southland. This afternoon I have Dot Truss, who is the manager at Recital South, 31st interview for 2025 and 548th interview since the 25th of April 2018. Can you share a little bit about yourself and your background?
Hello, Jack. Thanks for having me. I'm Chris Montgomery. I'm the GM at Recycle South. You probably tell from the accent, I'm originally from Scotland. Uh-huh. But I've been in Invercargill for 18 years now. So, yeah, the accent softened a bit, but I still roll the R's.
Uh-huh. Could you tell us more about Recycle South and what it offers?
Yeah, sure. Well, at Recycle South, sort of on a practical level, I mean, we're behind all the curbside recycling, mm-hmm. And we do the public drop-offs, so all your bottles and cans and your paper, that's pretty much us. But we also employ 80 people with disabilities, so that gives them meaningful jobs, yeah. Whether that's working in the recycling line, dismantling e-waste, yeah. Or doing some of the contract packing that we do in the combined trades. So, yeah.
Yeah. I understand you employ people with disabilities. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, with the disabilities, it's not just about the paycheck, it's about the pride in the job and the purpose, so mm-hmm. they really feel part of a team, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, in lots of places, workplaces, you know, they struggle to get people excited about Monday mornings, but our crew, they bounce in, they're smiling,
yeah.
They really love their work, yeah, and the enthusiasm's just contagious. Yeah, it's really good.
What motivates you in this role?
Oh, it probably sounds a bit corny, but pretty simply, the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most GM jobs were sort of driven by the bottom line, spreadsheets, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, but this job's a little bit different, you know. It's our core bit's about the people, and that's what really drives me. And it's just, you have a fantastic day with them. You forget about all the rubbish. You actually concentrate on the people, and it makes work an absolutely fantastic place to be.
Yeah. What aspect of this role do you find most rewarding?
I mean, there's so many different things that we look at. I mean, we recycle. It's good to be part of that sort of sustainable journey, particularly in a place like New Zealand that's mm-hmm. kind of known for that. But, you know, working with people with disabilities, given these opportunities, finding a bit more about their life and seeing what they need, what else we can do. You know, these are the sort of things that I find really motivating and rewarding. It's just great to be a part of something that has that kind of dual purpose, you know, that social element.
We love hearing inspirational story. Do you have any inspirational story you to share with us?
Well, I could probably say that there's not one big dramatic story. Mm-hmm. For me, it's kind of the everyday stuff that inspires me. The fact that our crew show up every day, they're mm-hmm. excited to be there, they're proud of what they do. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, most people dread Mondays, but our team actually look forward to them. And if that's not inspirational, I don't know what is. You know, it's infectious. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I look forward to Mondays now.
What do you enjoy doing when you're not working?
Well, probably you'll know that, but like my rugby, so yeah, find me down.
Probably not done.
Yeah. yeah, I've had a few painful years watching the Stags, but we've had a few good years as well.
Hopefully, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but him and Ed to go in another direction and get another touch. Yeah. I don't know that sounds mean, but you know.
it's just, as a fan, you turn up every week, you do it, don't you?
Yeah, I've done that for years. I'm like, and then I'm like, nah, they lose, but you can still support them anyway, even though they lost.
Well, and you still get, you know, I mean, I don't think any of us would give up that week with a shield, would we? It was fantastic.
Dale was awesome, though, really, how it went around all the different places. Every other province wouldn't do that.
No way. I think we know how to treat the shield. Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic to see it everywhere. I thought they did a great job.
Yeah,
it was really good.
And then for Mudby Southland.
Yeah, did a fantastic job getting around there. Yeah, it was great to see. They brought it down to Recycle South as well. And
yeah, I saw
everyone
that.
Got a photo. It was fantastic.
Were they excited?
Oh, they absolutely loved it. Yeah, they were smiling most of the rest of the day. So it's absolutely fantastic. So
yeah.
So I mean, that's I enjoy my sport outside of it. I enjoy my football as well.
Yeah.
But just watching now, I can't play anymore. Too old.
If you were not working at Recycle South, what job would you like to be doing?
Job would I like to be doing is probably different from what I could be doing. You know, I actually really love the job I'm in.
Yeah.
If I wasn't doing this, I'd be doing some other rubbish GM role that's all about spreadsheets and everything like that.
I know,
I'm lucky that I get to do this one, where there's never a dull moment.
And not having to sit at the computer for hours on end doing paperwork.
Exactly. Now we can get away and have a bit of fun. And it is. It's a fantastic job, and I absolutely love it. And I don't think I'd, I couldn't think of another job I'd want to do, actually. I really, really love doing this one.
How long have your Recycle South been running for?
Oh, so it's probably, I think it's been about 50 years it's been on the go in various guises.
Yeah.
But we've been doing the curbside recycling for about 15 years now.
Man, that's good.
Yeah. So it's, fingers crossed we can keep doing that. And we get more opportunities to build on what we do down there, getting some other different contracts in to give them different aspects of what they can do, different challenges. So, looking at the e-waste side of things as well, can we get some of that? So,
How many people work at Recycle South?
Well, we've got about around the 100 mark, maybe just over 100, and 80. We've got 80 that have disabilities.
Yeah.
So it's quite, we're really proud of that. That's a good number. Hopefully, in the next couple of years, we can possibly even bring that number up a little bit, which would be really good.
What is your favourite part about your job?
I like that it's varied. It's quite good. You know, there's lots of different things to do.
Uh-huh.
And, sometimes the best bits can just be actually putting your gloves on and going out and going on the line yourself and just mingling in with people. That's real fun. It's great.
Before you started working at Recycle South as a general manager, what job were you doing beforehand?
I worked in a newspaper before that, and I was at SIT before that. So I was 7 years at SIT, and I really enjoyed that. That was a really good job.
Really lots of tutor there.
I worked in the distance learning, I was a program manager there.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was really good. So got to look into lots of different things. You know, we weren't sticking with one course. So normally I was quite business, but I got to do things like environmental and there was all sorts of stuff we looked at, which was really, really good, really rewarding job as well, actually. I really enjoyed it there. I've been in Invercargill a while now, though. 18 years, I was thinking.
That's
I think I'm a local now. Did I get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I quite like the place. It's good.
What are your strengths and weaknesses of your job?
Getting personal now. I think I'm pretty good with my staff and employees. You know, I like to be part of the team. I'm not one of these guys that.
I like to
involve myself with them all and challenge them. Weaknesses, I probably don't do it enough. That's the thing. Yeah. So you've got these great strengths, but you get driven by other things, or you get taken away by other things. So you've got to sort of stop and take the time and go back and actually do, spend some time with what you're good at. You know, I think people don't do that enough, or stuff you enjoy as well. So yeah, do more of that. I think that's what I need to do. That'd be my advice to anyone.
Are there anything else you would like to add?
Thanks for having me on, and look, just to everyone out there, come down and see us. We're at 28 Ettrick Street. Bring your cans, your e-waste, just a smile. Yeah. You know, we'll take it all. We've got a new website launching as well. So that's recyclesouth.org.nz. So we're hoping to launch that next month. So I'll have a new few new features on it there, hopefully. And you'll be able, I think we're on the usual socials, the Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But we'd just love everyone's support. If they can get behind us, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, I'd have promoted on the radio.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely touch base and that'd be really good.
Helping people get in touch with you.
So the probably best way to do it is through either just drop on the website and we've got all the contact details there. But something, if you're out and about, just stop down, you know, just pop in. We've got Donna at reception there. She'll let us know that you're there.
And Shelley.
Yep, Shelley's great, yeah. We've got some really good staff down there. It's fantastic. Really good team. So, yeah, come down and see us.
This show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the programs tab, link to stream podcast, and also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe on the Apple podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us on the Google Play or Apple App Store, and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thank you, Chris, for coming on tour this afternoon to keep up the awesome mahi you do as the manager at Recycle South and in the community of Invitado. This podcast will do live on the radio at 12:10 on Wednesday, the 24th of September, and replay on Friday, the 26th of September at 1:45 on 96.4 Radio Southland.
Thanks for listening to SOAR on Radio Southland with Jack Lovett-Hurst. Don't forget to check out the SOAR Facebook page. If you have any comments, any questions or feedback, he'd really like to hear from you. If you've got a story to share, please get in touch. That's the SOAR Facebook page. The show is also available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download it from their site. Just look for the Programs tab. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcasts platform. The show is also on Spotify. Or there's the accessmedia.nz app. Look for the kiwifruit logo. Just download it free from Google Play or the Apple App Store. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Then you can stream or download. The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.